On the day of the resurrection, Jesus first appeared to Mary Magdalene. Later on that day, Jesus also appeared to Peter, who may, in fact, have been the second person Jesus appeared to, with the rest of the women in Mary Magdalene's group that visited the tomb coming in third.
In the sermon, which is also a fanciful drama of conversations that may never have happened, we're assuming that Mary and Peter were close friends with each other as well as with Jesus.
And that they talked to each other throughout their time with Jesus about his amazing life, death, and resurrection, and how he continually blew their minds. A testament to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hi there, Mary. It's good to see you again.
Hi, Peter. What have you been up to?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because I just can't keep it to myself. The other day, my brother took me to meet a rabbi named Jesus. John the Baptist said he was the Messiah, so we began following him to find out for ourselves.
And is he the Messiah?
Well, let me tell you what happened. After meeting him, the next day, he comes to the lake where me and my brothers and some friends were fishing all night and into the morning, and we didn't catch anything. I mean, nada. There were no fish in that part of the lake that morning. But then Jesus comes with a crowd behind him, and he chooses my boat to sit in while I push off from the shore a little bit so he can preach to the people. Every word he spoke made my heart leap inside of me, because he taught like one who had authority and not like the scribes and the teachers of the law.
That's nice, Peter, but that doesn't make him the Messiah.
But that's not all. Then he looked at me, and in his eyes, it was like he knew me and loved me, and he could tell me everything I had ever done. Then he said to me, "Let down your nets for a catch." Now, I'm a fisherman, and I know when there are no fish around, and that snapped me out of my trance, and I said to Jesus, "Master, we've worked all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." And Mary, it was like fish just began jumping into the nets. We caught so many fish that when we tried to pull them on the boat, our boat couldn't take the weight, and it began to sink. Then my friends John and James brought their boat over, and they took some of the fish, too, and their boat began to sink as well. Finally, we got out and dragged the boats to shore, and when we got to shore, I was overwhelmed with emotion. This man was the real deal. He knew me from the inside out, and so I fell on my knees and I said to him, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man."
And what did he say to that?
He said, "Don't be afraid, Peter. Follow me, and from now on, I will make you a fisher of men." So me and my friends left everything behind that day, and we are following him now. Believe me, Mary, when I tell you, he is the Messiah.
That is a wonderful story, but I think you get a little emotional and overdone sometimes, Peter. The real Messiah ain't going to be worried about how many fish you and your buddies are catching. He's going to be getting rid of the Romans or something like that. I guess if I ever meet him, I'll decide for myself.
Sometime later, Peter and Mary meet again. Hi there, Mary. How have you been?
Peter, oh, Peter, I'm so glad you're here. I've been waiting to tell you about what happened when I met Jesus. You were at home with your family a few days ago when I met Jesus, so you weren't there. And I walked up to him while he was talking to someone, and I kind of interrupted their conversation. And I said to him, "So, you're supposed to be the Messiah? I don't think so. Why are you telling lies like that to my friend Peter?"
Really? You said that to him? What did he say to you?
Well, his back was turned to me when I said it. And when he turned around and looked at me, I saw that in his eyes, he was full of love and compassion for me. It was like he knew me and he could tell everything I had ever done. And yet he still loved me. Peter, he knew all the horrible things I had ever done and he still loved me.
That's what I was trying to tell you before, Mary.
Well, Peter, like you, I fell down to my knees before him without him saying a word, and he hugged me, and then he whispered into my ear, "You are forgiven. Be healed." And when he said that, all of my anger left me. My hatred of the Romans and anyone who ever crossed me, it left me. Wicked spirits that caused me to become a prostitute, a liar, and a thief, and many other terrible things, they all left me.
That's amazing.
After he healed me and cast all those demons out of me, important men showed up and said they needed him to heal the daughter of an important official. And he went with them, and I haven't seen him since then. And it's been many days now. You've been my friend since we used to play together as children, even though most other people have turned their back on me and won't have anything to do with me. Peter, will you help me find him again so I can follow him too?
Yes, yes, of course, Mary. He just healed my mother-in-law yesterday, and then he went to another house where he was teaching people God's word, and it got so crowded in there that nobody else could get in. And then some people got up on the roof, and they pulled off the tiles, and they lowered their paralyzed friend down through the roof. And Jesus, he looked on the man with love and compassion, and he forgave that man's sins, and then he healed his body. That grateful man got up, picked up his mat, and left rejoicing with his friends. Jesus is here to restore our bodies and our souls. He is our true Messiah.
Yes, I know, Peter, but I just asked you if you could take me to him, and you're getting carried away again. Focus, Peter, focus. Where is he now?
Oh, sorry about that, Mary. He is at the house of Simon the Pharisee, preaching the word and having dinner with him. Go and see him there. I can't come right now because I have some more family duties, but I'll meet you later and ask how it went. Sometime later, Peter and Mary meet again. There you are, Mary. I've been looking all over for you. How did it go when you saw Jesus again?
Oh, Peter, I'm a follower of Jesus now, just like you. When I saw him, I couldn't help it. I fell down to my knees again at his feet, and I brought an alabaster jar of perfume with me. And I began to wet his feet with my tears as I wiped them with my hair. And I also kissed them and poured perfume on them.
I guess that made an impression on the Pharisees at the dinner. What did they say?
Well, the guy named Simon, not you, the one who's the Pharisee, he was looking at me with contempt, like he was thinking, if Jesus really were a prophet, he would know that it is a sinful woman that is touching his feet. But then Jesus said to him, Simon, do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little, loves little.
I don't know about you, Mary, but I will follow Jesus wherever he goes, even if he is persecuted by the Pharisees like the other prophets, and even if it leads to death itself.
Me too, Peter. Me too.
And Mary and Peter did follow Jesus until the day he was crucified on that old rugged cross. And sometime later, after Peter gave in to fear and deserted Jesus and denied him three times, and after the resurrection, Peter and Mary meet again.
Oh, Peter, I've got something amazing to tell you. You won't believe it.
Oh, Mary, I've got something amazing to tell you too, but you go first.
Well, you know that after they crucified our Lord, my heart was broken, Peter. It was broken. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. I could just stare at the wall in my house. And then one of my women friends came to me and said, let's go to the tomb with spices and anoint his body and give him a proper burial. And that revived me, Peter, because I wanted so badly to see him one last time, even in death, and to take care of him as he took care of me. But it was the Sabbath, and so we couldn't go right then. We would have to wait until Sunday. And then Sunday came, and the other woman wanted to wait until morning when the sun came up. But I just couldn't wait, Peter, I just couldn't wait. So I left before them with a torch in my hand before sunrise, and I got to the tomb while it was still dark. And I found it empty, Peter, I found it empty.
Yes, yes, Mary, I know, because you came running over to where John and I were staying, and you woke us up. I won't ever forget that. And we came running back to the tomb with you and found it the same way. I was so confused and overwhelmed, but John told me to look at the cloth that Jesus had been wrapped in. It wasn't unwrapped, Mary. It wasn't unwrapped. It was as if his body just disappeared out of the wrapping and left everything there in place. I just didn't know what to think. But as we left, John kept saying, I believe, I believe.
And when you two were leaving, I just couldn't go. I just couldn't leave that spot where Jesus had been. And I began crying and crying uncontrollably, Peter. And then someone came up behind me and said, woman, why are you crying? And I said, they've taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him. And then I looked at him, but my eyes were so full of tears, I couldn't tell who I was talking to. And then he said to me, woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for? And I said to him, sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will get him. And then he said to me, Mary. He just said my name, and it was like the whole world went silent. I could finally see through my tears that it was Jesus. I could finally see those loving eyes of his again. And just like that, I felt like death had been banished and every tear that I have ever shed in my life had been wiped away. And there was no more mourning, no more crying, and no more pain. For the old order of things had passed away, and behold, Peter, all things have become new. And then all the rest of the women arrived, but Jesus was gone again. And then, as we all went back home together, he appeared to them with me there too on the road on our way back. Oh, Peter, he's alive and he's risen from the dead.
I could hardly believe it myself, Mary, but I do believe it because he appeared to me too. As John and I were headed back, I just couldn't walk anymore because of my grief. So I sent John to go back ahead of me as I sat on the rock with my head in my hands. And while I was trapped in my endless sorrows, wondering if Jesus could ever have forgiven me for what I had done if he had lived, someone walked up to me and said my name. And I looked up, and it was Jesus, just like with you. When he said my name, Peter, all the fear and the dread and the sorrow was gone. It was like the scales fell away from my eyes and my mind and my heart. And I could see him standing there like I never saw him before. God with us. He had come in the flesh to take away all of my sins and all of my mistakes and all of my many sorrows. And likewise, he has come to take away the sins of the world for everyone who believes in him. Peter and Mary then turn and look at the congregation, the people who have heard their testimonies about their life with Jesus, and they speak to them and to us. And so for 40 days and 40 nights, says Peter, after the resurrection, Jesus appeared to over 500 of his disciples, speaking to them about the kingdom of heaven, and Mary and I were there.
And when Jesus went to the mountain in Galilee and gave us the great commission to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, Peter and I were there.
And when Jesus was in Bethany on that 40th day, and Jesus said, wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Mary and I were there.
And when Jesus ascended that day, and he was taken up into the clouds, the angels appeared and said, people of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken away from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. And Peter and I were there.
And then Jesus sat down at the right hand of the Father, where he is now interceding for God's people every day and in every way in accordance with the will of God. And he will come again. Amen.